Learn how to manage your energy and grow your capacity in 10 minutes a day. If you've ever heard me talk about energetic time management, it's the core skill that I teach all my clients. I created this over 10 years ago when I was in the middle of recovering from stage 4 cancer. I had to figure out how to work, how to parent, and take care of myself. And that's how ETM, or energetic time management, was born. And for a limited time, I'm going to be giving it away. Yep, you heard me correctly. I'm giving the actual skill and the step-by-step away to you. It's my ETM habit challenge. So head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/ETM, and use promo code podcast to get free access for a limited time. Make your bed. It's that simple. Save the date, April 25th at noon Eastern Standard Time. I have a 100% free, no strings attached webinar that I'm going to be teaching you about the 7 key factors that you need to know in order to manifest anything in your life, especially when it comes to your time and your parenting. Head on over to momisincontrol.com/join. And go to that website as well. I also have a free gift that I'm going to be giving you when you register. Just put in your name and your email at momisincontrol.com/join. And yes, if you can't make it live on April 25th at noon Eastern Standard Time, we will be sending out a replay. Okay, ladies, today I want to talk about something simple: making your bed. And how this one shift, one what I call micro action, can lead to macro joy in your life. So this last week, I've been experimenting with myself. And I've noticed that my husband and I get out of bed at different times. And typically, I will get out of bed before he does, so I can't make the bed when he's still in it. But I've made it a practice that after he gets out of bed, we either make the bed together or I make the bed before I really continue on with my day. And this is what I've noticed. I've never been somebody to make my bed. I've never been conditioned to instill this habit. Growing up, I always had a messy room. I can be a pretty messy person. Clutter really bothers me. I think it bothers a lot of people, and we're just so attuned to it. But when you feel cluttered in your life, you mentally will feel cluttered. But one of the stories that I told myself was, I will leave my room and then I'm out of my room for the day, so I don't even notice. But like, what's the difference? And so I just started challenging myself, and I'm like, I'm just going to make the bed. I've heard a lot of successful people talk about this, that they just make their bed in the morning. And I've heard people like Marine Corps people, what the heck are those people? People in the military talk about, you know, the habit of making your bed. And I just heard this over and over and over again. I'm like, yeah. But listen, this is literally one thing that I do in the morning that I'm starting to do on a habitual pace that allows me to feel successful. So typically as women, we will have these long to-do lists, and I'm not for long to-do lists. I'm about energetic time management, that if I have this long to-do list, I'm energetically putting these action steps in my calendar in alignment with how I want to feel, or I'm delegating these tasks, right, to my team in my business or people in my life, or, you know, do I actually need to do this task, or is this something that my children can do, or is this something that no one needs to do and I'm just making shit up to busy myself? So when I check something off my list, mentally I'm like, boop, boop, feel successful. And also I find that it's organizing energy. So I'm all about energy. You can talk about Marie Kondo and the Japanese art of tidying up. You could talk about feng shui, whatever you want. There's going to be lots of theories. But the older I get, the more I realize that everything is energy. I've known this for a while, but now I'm just really honoring that. Your bed is energy. Your room is energy. Your clothes are energy. And if you're waking up feeling frazzled and hustling and just, you know, get up and go, then that's going to lead the energetic pace of the rest of your day. So by making my bed, what it allows me to do is to stop and reflect. To stop, set intention, restart, and kind of fold out the day. It also gives me permission, not really permission, but it also lets me know that bedtime is complete. And I think there's a lot of science behind this. It's like this part of my day is complete. When I often found that my old mindset, my old Heather go-to pattern was to actually crawl back into bed, right? So working from home, kids are at school, or if they're home and I'm tired, instead of like laying on the couch for a nap, I'll lay in my bed. And I found psychologically that really screwed me up because my brain was like, oh, you need to sleep for 8 hours. I'm not really good at like the quick cat nap. And if it is, it has to be in a place where I don't sleep for long periods of time. So when my bed is made, I'm actually less tempted to crawl back into it. Not because I want to screw it up, because it's like, oh, it's not bedtime yet. So it plays with your mind. It also looks really, really pretty. It feels clean. I'm not embarrassed to walk into my room. And this also, the funny thing about this is I'm all about practicing what I preach. So if I want my children to make their beds, which they don't, by the way, yes, I know I'm an awful human being, but this just hasn't become, actually, I can't say they don't. It's just something that I haven't made them do or made it a priority. But I do notice that my oldest has started to make his bed on a regular basis because I always want to make sure his room is tidy. That's a whole nother conversation. But I can't go in there and say, if let's just say I'm annoyed with the clutter in the house, right? And I'm like, make your room, clean your rooms. I can't tell that to my child if I turn around and look at my room and it's a disaster. So again, it's all about what do you have control over in your life? And when you think everything else is out of control or when you just feel like you have such an overwhelming day, making your bed takes 5 minutes. And it's something that allows you to feel complete and successful. So you do have control over that. That is something that you can manage. It's a micro action. Also, what I've caught myself doing is I will come back. Let's just say I get out of bed before my husband. I can't make my bed right away. You know, I take a shower, get ready, do whatever. And I come back into my room when my brain is already starting to think about my day. I actually force myself to make my bed when it's not made because I can catch myself in this story of I don't have time to make my bed. And when I tell myself that, I go, oh, that is a symptom. That is a sign that it's exactly what I need to do. So I always tell my clients, what you resist will persist and it will grow bigger. So if you resist making your bed, it will grow bigger. And then all of a sudden I notice I'm dropping my clothes on the floor and then it's a big pile and oh shit, now I have to clean my whole room. I don't have time for that. I don't have time for that. So instead of like letting things go little by little and then letting it pile up and explode in my face and then feeling overwhelmed and gross, what I can do is just stop and say, I do have time to do this. And all I have to do is make my bed. And then maybe once I've made my bed, I can go, oh, look, I'm going to tidy up the books on the nightstand, or I'm going to, you know, move this, or I'm going to grab this little Kleenex or whatever it is. So understand that it's not just about making the bed. Maybe you don't understand yet. Maybe you do understand that the impact this will make. But imagine we start to teach these little micro habits to our children now. Where do you think it will lead them as adults? So, of course, there's always the opposite of this where you're like, Heather, I have, you know, my children make their beds, I make my beds. It's like we have chore lists. It's, you know, we're crazy controlling over here. Then who knows? Maybe one day I suggest you don't make your bed. What? Oh my God, no, I would feel disgusting. Who knows? All I'm telling you is challenge yourself to do something different. Challenge yourself to do something different. That if you think you're too hyper vigilant. That's what I'm trying to say. Hyper vigilant with something and controlling, and you're like, oh my gosh, no, my children have to make sure their bedrooms are tidy before they leave and go to school and da da da, and we're always freaking out about it and everyone's screaming and yelling and it's an issue. And let it go a little bit. Loosen the reins. But for me, it's the opposite, where I have to set more intention to clean that energy and make sure that I'm not go, 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 and I'm trying to get on to the next task. So that's my tip for the day. Make your bed or don't make your bed. It will be a game changer. Are you secretly hoping your child does as you say and not as you do? Well, guess what? I've teamed up with Big Life Journal to help give your children the tools and strategies they need to live their big life. Their growth mindset journals empower children to face challenges head on, think positive, and embrace mistakes. You can also check out their printables and growth mindset activity cards. It doesn't matter if your child is a toddler or entering high school. Discover how to live in a growth mindset is a lifelong skill we all can learn about. Head on over to momisincontrol.com/biglife. And when you use the promo code MIIC until June, you'll get 10% off all your purchases. That's momisincontrol.com/biglife, promo code MIIC. I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes, and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now.
If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. HeatherChauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.